This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning to you, Eddie.
It's been a while since I've seen you this early in the morning.
Yes.
And I forgot, just the last time that I saw you earlier in the morning was in the summer when it was nice and warm and bright at 5 a.m.
Yeah, it's not so bright out at this point of the year.
It definitely changed quite a little bit, mm-hmm. and as the days are going darker, you know, it also is getting a little bit chilly outside.
A little bit.
Just compared to, you know, what it was in June.
Oh, yeah. We'll tough it out. It's all right.
Exactly. Plus, this weekend's kind of looking pretty decent. I mean, going all the way up to 20 again.
Yeah.
It is a little strange. I'm not gonna complain about it, though. That's the thing. As weird as the weather is, you know, it's... warmness?
Yeah, it's Saskatchewan. It's always a mixed bag. You never quite know what you're going to get.
Exactly. It's just as unpredictable as it comes. And I'm sure if you've lived here for your entire life, you know exactly what it's all about.
Reader's excited because he's got a lot of boring, pointless stories that Avery has never heard.
One trick is to tell him stories that don't go anywhere, like the time...
Pull up a chair and grab a coffee.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
We are halfway through the month of October, pretty much.
I know, it has gone by fast.
I know, it is a little bit nuts. And, well, coming up at the end is, of course, Halloween.
That's right.
And we're probably a little bit too old to go trick-or-treating, but we had our experiences when we were young kids, right?
Oh, sure.
And there's a bunch of stuff that you can get. But what is overall, in your opinion, the best candy to get for Halloween? Because you can get a bunch of other stuff, but candy specifically.
I mean, most of the candy is good, and I don't turn up my nose really at any of it.
Yep.
But chocolate.
Yeah.
You just load up on all things chocolate.
Are there any specific types of chocolate that you were the biggest fans of? Because you can get like caramel bars and Aero.
Oh, yeah. Caramel, Aero, Smarties. Those were all good, but there was kind of the holy trinity, the three that I would always kind of save until last. I'd eat the other stuff first, but then I would make sure I saved Kit Kats,
mm-hmm.
Coffee Crisp,
mm-hmm.
and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, Reese's.
Oh,
God, those are the
best.
Yep, 100%. Although, like, Coffee Crisp and Kit Kat are fantastic. Surprisingly, those are the only two types of chocolates my mom will actually eat.
Oh.
So, that in itself means that they're really good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if I have to go with my favorite chocolates to get on Halloween or my favorite types of candy, it has to be O. Henry and Snickers bars. Those are my favorite. I just love anything to do with chocolate peanut butter.
Okay.
Or chocolate with peanuts. That was my favorite. So O. Henry is my favorite chocolate bar.
Have you had the O. Henry with Reese's peanut butter in it?
I have. Of course I have.
Oh,
they're
yes.
So good.
So good.
And now imagine getting that on Halloween, especially like a king-size bar.
That'd be the best.
That'd be the best neighbor to hand out that kind of chocolate bar. Are you kidding me? So we want to know, what is the best candy to receive for trick-or-treating on Halloween? Give Reader and I a shout. Text or call us, 306-783-3699, or head over to our Facebook page, at MoreFoxFM. Check out our post and comment down your answer.
Avery may seem like a nice guy. However, if Darth Vader asked him to join the dark side, he would.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Earlier this morning, before I headed into work, well, I should have defrosted my car a little bit before leaving. But thankfully, I had some wiper fluid because that's how I usually do everything. I just spray on some fluid and I'm good to go.
Okay.
And I'm glad that I ended up switching my wiper fluid to like the minus 40 stuff.
Oh, you've already done that.
Yeah, I ran out of fluid, I think, a month ago. So I decided when I was shopping for some wiper fluid, I picked the one specifically for the winter. And I'm glad I did because... now we're approaching that time where your summer wiper fluid for the bugs probably won't be the best idea to have in your vehicle.
I made the mistake about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago of topping off my wiper fluid with summer stuff in the wintertime. And what happened was it froze solid in the wiper fluid reservoir. And I happened to be on holidays at the time.
Yeah.
So I ended up having to take my car down the road to my auntie's, and I parked it in her heated garage overnight.
Yep.
To let it thaw out.
And then you just held it there for a minute and letting it spray completely just out, right?
Purged all the summer stuff out and put in some fresh winter stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me last year. I was coming home from my girlfriend's, and on the highway there was a little bit of freezing rain, and I figured, all right, well, my windshield is freezing up a little. Just use the wiper fluid. First of all, that froze a little bit of my windshield, and it also froze on the nozzles, so I couldn't use any of the wiper fluid. So I'm like driving on the highway, and I'm just really hoping that my defroster is working full blast. So yeah, it was a bad thing.
And this is how we learn.
Yeah,
the important thing is, you know, thank goodness winter is not coming yet. It's still fall. It's the odd little bit of frost we're getting, you know, but it's not a bad thing to kind of start thinking about getting the car ready for the coming months.
Exactly. Yeah. Preparation is key.
Avery grew up near Waka, and Reader's trying so hard to not go all Fozzie Bear right now.
Waka Waka!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Coming up pretty soon is something that we unfortunately missed out on this year, last year, sorry, but it's coming back this year, and that's the Grain Millers 32nd Annual Harvest Showdown.
Yes, all these events that are springing back into action.
Yeah.
It's great to have the Harvest Showdown back for another year, November 3rd to the 6th, down at the Gallagher Center at the Exhibition Grounds, and of course, there's going to be a ton going on. The trade show, the grain show, the cattle show, and of course, PBR, Pro Bull Riding, is going to be back.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, before it got, unfortunately postponed in 2020, I went to the PBR, and that was the first time in my entire life that I went and saw a professional bull riding show.
Oh, really?
Not just seeing it in person, but seeing it overall. I've never even seen it on TV or YouTube. So I was a total newbie at the whole experience, except for one time I rode a mechanical bull. But this was super fun to watch, man. It was incredible.
It's trying to imagine just riding one of those things for, 2 seconds, let alone making it a full 8 seconds without getting thrown off.
These guys are, well, as the title says, professionals.
Yes.
They are professional.
Like, don't try this at home unless you're going into that line of business and want to practice.
Then, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's cool because I remember, I believe they brought some people out from all over Canada and I believe throughout the U.S. as well. From what I remember, there was a ton of people from around here that were partaking in the bull riding. And again, it's just something you need to check out, especially if you haven't. No, that's going to be going on November 5th and 6th. However,
3rd to the 6th.
Well, yes, exactly. Yes. Sorry. So it's going to be a full, pretty much 3 days of fun stuff going on.
Yes, indeed. And if you're looking for more info on everything that's happened in Harvest Showdown, head online, yorktonexhibition.com, or you can give them a call at 1-306-783-4800.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
NHL officially kicked off earlier this week, and I was personally left with some happiness and disappointment. Leafs won against the Montreal, and then they lost against the Ottawa Senators. So,
yeah,
1-1, but your team is going on as well.
Yes, for me, the NHL season actually really starts tonight.
Yes.
My Philadelphia Flyers hit the ice tonight when they play host to the Vancouver Canucks.
All right.
Yeah, the Canadian teams get to go back down to the States.
That is pretty awesome to even think about. And it's cool that NHL is finally back, full season, full swing, and it is going to be fantastic. Now, obviously, we both cheer for different teams. However, it's still going to be a good thing to go. There's going to be so many games.
Oh, yeah. It's the beginning of the year. Everything is fresh and new. Everybody has a chance. Hope springs eternal. And right now, your Leafs are 1-1, so they can continue planning the parade down Yonge Street. And Philly hasn't even played a game yet, so Flyers fans can get irrationally worked up about things that haven't happened yet. So everyone is happy.
Exactly. Spirits are high from the beginning of NHL season.
In grade 9, Reader broke his wrist running into a brick wall. No smartphones, so no video.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So I found out that Nokia is going to be, for their 20th anniversary, re-releasing their 6310. That's their classic brick phone that gets, like, you know, so many people talking about it from back in the day with the original Snake game.
Snake,
yeah.
Yes.
My dad used to have one of these phones, actually, when I was younger, and I loved playing Snake all the time. Whenever he came home from work, I would always ask him, "Dad, can I please use your phone so I can play Snake?"
Ah.
He would just hand it over to me, and I would play for like an hour or two.
We always had one when I was working in Saskatoon many years ago. Working out in the lumber yard, and I'd have to carry the cell phone in case you know, the bosses needed to get a hold of us. So I would carry that around. But it was always good when you take a break. It's like, oh, what am I going to do? Let's play Snake.
But here's the thing. This phone came out in 2001. I was asking you if you had that phone around that time, but you actually haven't had a phone for a long time.
I never had my own cell phone until I moved here to Yorkton back in 06 when
my
I was
gosh.
A young 28 years old.
Man, 28 years old with your new cell, with your first ever cell phone, which kind of makes me feel weird because I got my first one at 16, and I know some people sometimes get theirs as young as like 9 or 10 nowadays.
Yeah, neither me nor my brothers, none of us had cell phones as kids. We only got them as grown-ups.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Once you move away, then you need some sort of ability to be able to keep in contact with your family, right?
It's those halcyon days gone by when you weren't reachable 24 hours a day, when you could actually, you know, leave the house and, you know, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, they could leave you a message or send you an email or hit you up on MSN Messenger, all those good things.
Or call your landline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still a thing, but it was a lot bigger back in 06, I want to say.
Avery doesn't see this time of year as the season of fall. He sees it as football season.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
So as Halloween approaches, we all have had memories on, you know, getting some fantastic stuff. But we wanted to know, what is the best candy to get for Halloween? And we ended up getting quite a couple of answers, both on our Facebook page and also through our text line. So the first one, actually, we ended up getting somebody who texted us and said wigwags.
Yes, and I've never had a wigwag, but a couple years ago, someone brought us in I think what's the modern equivalent called Curly Whirly.
Yeah, I had to look them up because I have no idea what those are, but they look really good, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was like gooey toffee and chocolate, and yeah, it was pretty good.
That's the good stuff. Now, moving on to our Facebook page, we had Jennifer who said anything full-size chocolate bars as long as it wasn't Big Turk.
Agreed.
I'm a big fan of Big Turk.
Yeah,
so,
I am not. So you can have all my Big Turks.
Hey, you know what? Turkish Delight, I'll take all of that.
Tyson said he's not a fan of the candy corn.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree on that one.
So pretty much anything besides that. We had Mary said O. Henry, Kit Kat, and Smarties, and I agree with all of those, especially
all
O. Henry's.
Solid choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. As well, Monica said she likes Tootsie Rolls.
Yes.
And those are always good.
Delicious.
And Rena said full-size chocolate bars and cans of pop.
Yep.
Because once in a while, you'd get someone who would be handing out cans of pop. And it's always good to have something to wash down all the candy.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, what better way to wash down all the sugar coating all your teeth with more sugar?
Exactly.
I mean, it's the way to go. Hey, if you want to check out all of the answers, including mine and readers, as well as leaving your own, again, head over to our Facebook page at MoreFoxFM. You can find the post there.
Avery and Reader are office chair racing in the hallway again. So here's more hits, more favorites, Fox FM!
Now, as we are pretty much in the middle of fall, there are some fantastic events that are coming up, including fall festivals. One's in Norquay coming up this Saturday, actually, tomorrow.
Yeah, from 12 noon until 12 midnight on Main Street in Norquay. It's the fall festival. There is a lot going on.
I know. It is a packed day. I mean, there's a lunch, there's like a farmer's market going on, comedy shows.
Pumpkin carving contests, the Legion Banner Project reveal is going to be happening, wagon rides, kids carnival, mini golf, kids bingo, regular bingo, and then supper at 5 p.m., Plus, there's going to be all kinds of vendors with stuff for sale there on Main Street as well. And it's all being brought to you by Highway 49 East Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day for sure. And yeah. I'm quite a big fan when it comes to going to fall festivals.
Yeah?
Yeah, it just... So there's a ton of summer festivals all the time, and fall are not as frequent, I guess because of the cooler weather, but when you go to them, the vibe and the atmosphere are just totally different, because it's that crisp fall air. Yeah. You go in, and it's all sweater weather, and you're all nice and cozy, checking out all the cool stuff that's going on. I used to go to one back in my hometown, and that was always fun to attend to, so I was excited when I found out that Norquay is going to be having one as well. It's not too far for most people listening. No. So, you know, if you're willing to make the drive, yeah, tomorrow.
Check it out.
Yep, all day long.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.